بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the last time we began the discussion of the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kareem, the being who grants without being asked, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gives plenty. And amongst, from the translation or the details of the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it mentioned thereafter that Al-Kareem Jalla Jalaluhu is that being who grants without any recompense and asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that grants without any recompense and asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was nothing from insan besides obedience. Allah doesn't need our wealth, doesn't need our obedience also. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the obedience of the entire creation put together. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُوا بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran, the entire creation is worshipping and making tasbih of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The stones, the walls, everything. وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Even the haji also, mu'tamir, when he says labbaik, they say even the stones and the trees till the end of the world say labbaik with him. They praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But we can't understand it. So everything is praising Allah, but Allah doesn't need the praises. Allah is as He is. It doesn't increase the grandeur of Allah. An insan not praising Allah does not diminish and decrease the grandeur of Allah. Allah is as He is. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, that every second, every lahza, every second, every moment, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is in different shan. Allah Tabarak is in different splendor. So imagine the person who connects his heart to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then he'll enjoy the splendor of Allah. He'll enjoy the amazing grandeur of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. His life is different. Where he's connected, the person lies planning to do evil. The darkness comes in the heart already. Person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just thinks good. Things also, the nur comes in the heart. Hasan Basri will say, rahmatullah alayh, tanzilu rahma inda dhikri salihin. When the pious people are mentioned, then rahmat of Allah ta'ala descends upon their hearts. So just to think good things also, then a person's heart becomes illuminated. And Allah Ta'ala wants no recompense. Allah wants nothing from you. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is asking nothing of you. Just obey Allah. And that too, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala wants you to obey Him because Allah wants to give you. How beautifully our Honorable Shaykh Zama'a Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Barakatuh, says, Allah Ta'ala commands us to ask Him. Allah commands to ask. You see, where you get a friend waiting for you to ask him something. Nobody's waiting. Sometimes you stare at somebody also, they say, bhai, I owe you something. Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm waiting for you to ask. Stay at the Baytullah. Stay how much you want. Bless how much you want. 60 rahmat is pouring down upon you. Banda, I want to give you. And I want nothing back from you. No recompense. You not even ask. Just looking only. Allah Ta'ala orders that you must ask, udu'uni. And Allah Ta'ala says, astajib lakum. Definitely already answered. Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, made dua against Fir'aun. We can see what halat the ummah is going through right now. Qiyamah's day, Allah Ta'ala will ask us, what did you do for the ummah? What did you do for the ummah? Our brothers, our families in Gaza, in Sudan, in different countries, what can we do? What are you doing? We will be questioned, we're part of the ummah. See, the least we can do to free our necks is at least make dua. At least make dua. Take our time to make dua. At least after every salah, take out 1 minute, 2 minutes, and make dua for them. Now we have some time, we deceive ourselves. I'm in a rush right now, so I won't make dua. I'll find some suitable time where my mind is there, my heart is there. Then I'll make dua. The time doesn't come, we know that. The time doesn't come. Just cut off the heart for half a minute also. For a minute also. And Nabi Ali Salatu Salam's entire day was in dua. Once, alhamdulillah, by the fazal of Allah, we're making gash in Makkah Mukarramah with Mawli Farooq Sahib, the Mubarakatuhu. During the entire gush, dua upon Allah hidayah, Allah maaf karde, Allah hidayah, making dua for all the ajis, all the mu'tamirs. And as you walk into the haram, that hustle and bustle, tawaf and zamzam, that time the zamzam well is part of the haram. And as he walked in, the way he said it, it shook the heart. Say, Allahu Akbar, Allah sab kuch chalata hai. Say, Allah is great, Allah is controlling everything. Entire haram is in his qabza qudrat. Entire haram is in the control of my one Allah. Allah is controlling, nobody else. It's only Allah that is doing it, only by His fazl and karam. city that never sleeps. Lights don't go off. It's only Makkatul Mukarramah. That's 24/7. He said, Allah chalata. Allah is controlling it. Allah is the only one. Allah hidayati. Allah, every second, third step, dua upon dua. Then he told me, say, Murana, make a habit of making dua. Don't confine yourself only to one time in a day after namaz. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's doors are always open. So don't even think now it's closed this time, so can't make dua. Oh, we have the deception sometime, I'll make dua when I wake up at tahajjud then. Yes, alhamdulillah. But Allah ta'ala's door is always open. There's also one way to keep connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So dua all the time. And also it was a habit of our pious people and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Umar ibn Khattab was going for hajj, he told him, oh my little brother, ya ukhayya. How belovedly he called him. He said, oh my beloved brother, don't forget me in your du'as. Nabi of Allah is asking for du'a. So that's why we also ask for du'a. And Hazrat says to somebody, ask for du'a, don't say inshallah. You know what inshallah? We already forgot we said inshallah also. And how to say inshallah? Hazrat teaches us also. That's why I keep reiterating, what is a sheikh kamil? A perfect, complete sheikh. Is that the one that only teaches you ibadat? Teaches you akhlaq also. He'll teach you mu'amalat also, social interaction, business dealings, imaniyat. That's a complete shaykh. Hazrat said, how do you say insha'Allah? We say insha'Allah. He say insha'Allah. We say masha'Allah. Say masha'Allah. Say it as it is. Then see the effect in it. And now because we become so accustomed to just saying insha'Allah, masha'Allah, we don't say salam properly. We hear nowadays, just pick up the phone. Salam alaikum. Salam. You know what the person said. Hazrat says that before. When that time he has to make phone calls via the operators. And that time most of the operators in between were Afrikaners. So one of the brothers there in Johannesburg, he phoned the operator and she was Afrikaner. So he says, connect me to so and so. So before she could connect him, so she says that every time when I connect the Muslims, why do you abuse one another? He said, what do you mean? He says, every time when I connect you, also we hear the first few seconds to see whether you're connected. So always you will say, exile your cops land. He says, no, we say, assalamu alaikum. You say, but the way you say it, as if now you're going to hit his head. Afrikaans, exile your cops land, I will hit your head. He says, no, we say, assalamu alaikum, peace be up. Totally opposite meaning. So how we make our salam also? Salams, S-L-M-Z. Everything, we got a shortcut for it. So salam became shortcut, zikr became shortcut, everything we're going to take. Shortcut to Jannat also. How to make the salam? Revive it at home. When we're going back home, our children, our grandchildren, teach them, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a complete dua. Rather than says, you just ponder over one dua is enough for the ma'rifat of Allah. Enough for the ma'rifat of Allah. One dua. Jesus' dua, let's finish with salam first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The reply, wait for the dua to finish. Today, before the Bazika finished the salam, already replied. Wa alaykumus salam. Before the other people say, Malikum salam. Is that Malik? Wa alaykumus salam. Wa alaykumus salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Complete dua. Allah ta'ala, salam be upon you. Hazrat gives four interpretations of salam. There's much more also. As salam on his safety and peace. May safety and peace of Allah be with you. Wa alaykum as-salam. Also, assalamu alaykum. As-salam, attribute of Allah. May Allah be with you. May Allah ta'ala be with you. Hazrat says, you don't understand that the little du'as that we are making, these, what do you call little, but they are power packed. These du'as that we are making are accepted in the court of Allah. Du'as that we are making, sunnah du'as, not just to read them. We're just reading it by the way. We don't understand these du'as are being accepted. Like a person, possibly sit in a small flat, and he had a habit of reading du'a during wudu. Allahumma aghfir li dhanbi, wa wassi' li fi dari, wa barik li fi rizqi. Then the housewife put even the little sticker over there, this thing, the du'a for wudu. Then the children are reading. She said, make sure you read the du'a. Now we teach them as a sunnah, but the du'a is accepted. Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Ya Allah, expand my home for me. Give me barakat in my rozi. Then you say, Manana, I can't understand. You know, we just got a luck. House came, alhamdulillah, the garden, children can play. How Allah Pak sent it, I can't understandable. You made the dua. You might think the dua is a small dua, but the dua is accepted. Hazrat says, this dua also, Assalamu alaikum, you're leaving the home, you're making salam to the family. They say, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then you are going to madrasa, you're going to a darulum, you're going to work, you're going to a masjid. And they say, almost met in an accident. What saved you? The same salam. The same salam you made with the family. You said, she said, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That dua got accepted. May Allah Ta'ala be with you, Allah's protection with you, Allah Ta'ala's safety with you. So one dua is so powerful. Now the hadith are returning also. Then to learn the duas, to learn the Arabic duas, rehearse them a bit also. قَبِرَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكْ وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكْ وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكْ. Simple duas. قَبِرَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكْ. May Allah accept your hajj. Haji should think now, may Allah accept my hajj, may Allah accept me also. The sign of acceptance of Hajj, Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi says that now the heart turns away from dunya, the heart is inclined to Allah, and a sign of the heart being inclined to Allah is the heart wants to go back to the house of Allah. That now my heart is there, I left my heart behind. I want to go back there, and now every day he's thinking how to get back there, now he changes his life. He changes his life, Ya Allah, I want to get back there to the Baytullah, back to Madinah Munawwara, sign the Hajj got accepted. And then no complaints. It was so hot and so many things happened and this happened. Everything was beautiful. Everything about the house of Allah is beautiful. Everything surrounding the house is beautiful. There's nothing that is not beautiful. Madina, everything beautiful. We did in the heat also, Alhamdulillah. Even the heat is beautiful. Even the cold is beautiful. Everything about the Mubarak place is beautiful. The sign of Qabuliyat. La sum'ata la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Ya Allah, give me such a hajj. There is no riyah, there is no showing off, and there is no sum'ah, nobody even speak about it. Went and came back quietly, Alhamdulillah. Hadith have now changed his life. Allah Ta'ala showed him all the beautiful maqamat, beautiful places of Baytullah, and surrounding Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat. Allah Ta'ala afforded him to stand in Arafat and make dua. As a guest of Allah, Allah says in the day of Arafah, usually every day at the Tahajjud time, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala calls out who is there to ask for forgiveness, who has a need. Ask me now. On the day of Arafah, Allah Ta'ala doesn't ask, Allah Ta'ala boasts about the hajjis to the malaika. Look at my hujjaj. Look at them standing in Arafah. They already got before they asked. So therefore, go back and distribute in the homes. Go back and distribute in the masajid. Become part of the masjid. Change our homes, our lifestyle, and connect the makhluk to Allah. So all this dua accepted by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. قَبِرْ اللَّهُ حَجَّكْ وَغَفَّرَ ذَنْبَكْ. May Allah forgive your sins. May Allah forgive the sins of the Haji and all those who he make istighfar for, Allah Ta'ala forgives them also. So Haji's meeting, they say, make dua for me, you should make dua same time. Very important, Hazrat teaches us also. Somebody say, make dua, as we were saying, don't say inshallah. Make dua same time. Allah forgive us, Allah give afiyat, you make dua. It's an amanat. So they say, make dua same time. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat, Allah Ta'ala give you afiyat, Allah Ta'ala give you good health, Allah Ta'ala keep you, whatever dua, make one dua also. Whatever dua you make for him, the return will come back to you. Allah Ta'ala will give it to you. So may Allah Ta'ala forgive your sins. So the Hajj should say also, may Allah forgive all our sins. وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكَ. Whatever you spend in the path of Allah, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala replace it. This is the beauty of our deen. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever a person spends in the name of Allah, Allah replaces it. Promise of Allah. Whatever you spend in the path of Allah, in the name of Allah, here, Mufassirin commentators give a beautiful example. They say we find so many animals in the world becoming extinct. Nobody slaughters them, nobody cuts them, but they're becoming extinct. But those that we are slaughtering every day, Qurbani, those 3 days, how many millions maybe? Sheep, goats, camels, cattle are being slaughtered. Bismillah, Allah Akbar, Bismillah. The most beloved action to Allah in the days of Qurbani, Isalatul Dam, to spill blood of the animal. Allah loves it. We never heard from all these years. This year now we're going slow with sheep. Subhanallah. Our Jamaat went to us to New Zealand. Went to New Zealand, they say, in New Zealand, they call it the backyard of Australia. It's a farm, so to say. They say, I think the population is about 8 or 9 million, and 80 million sheep. Subhanallah. Allah's Qudrat. Allah's Qudrat. Allah Ta'ala gave them the whole island of sheep, I think, to live there. All sacrifice in the name of Allah, no shortage. Allah Ta'ala is feeding the ummah, but the kuffar put this fear that the earth is not enough, doesn't have enough potential to sustain the population. Not enough to sustain the population. Therefore, they want to modify everything. Allah is showing you, whatever you sacrifice in the name of Allah, Allah is gonna replace it. This is Al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem, the being who grants without being asked. Allah ta'ala, person say, my name came out, alhamdulillah. Where the means came from, Allah ta'ala sent it. The second meaning of Al-Kareem is that being who is not in need of any means. Allah doesn't need any means to transport you, to get you. Allah ta'ala has these two things. Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Sunnat. Allah's Qudrat, Allah ta'ala has His Sunnat, His normal way, how Allah ta'ala operates the dunya. That is the Sunnat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when it comes to rosy and sustenance also, Yeah, the Tani rahmatullah alayhi says, people have misunderstood tawakkul. Tawakkul, reliance upon Allah. You see, tawakkulan ala Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. How nowadays we find, unfortunately, we hear in the very common nowadays, amongst fathers, say, millennials don't work. The millennials, they don't work. He was to work for 6 months and buy his Porsche. Then he was to relax after that. And then the fitna starts. Hazrat says, when he comes to dunya, and he comes to deen, two words Hazrat uses. That insan has to be constructive and productive in his dunya and his deen. Insan has to work to keep busy. His mind has to be busy. His hands have to be busy, but connected to Allah. Hands are busy, but the heart is by Allah. I'm making it, right, I can put some here, put some there, akhirat investments, not just to make and to make. He has to be productive, has to be constructive, he has to be busy, he has to work hard, as it says. Work so hard, for your dunya also, halal sustenance, the person who is honest, wise, doing trade, doing his business, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, day of qiyamah, he'll be with us. With Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He's doing business, but he's making his akhirat. Because his heart is there. His mind is there. He's doing honest business. The Hazrat says, he has to work hard. And work how hard also? So hard you can't think of anything else. You can't think of anything out of the box. I've got my family, I've got my children, got my salah, got my Quran. I'm busy the entire day to the extent they say that you don't know at night whether your head hit the pillow or the pillow hit your head. It was out. Next morning, up again early and back to work. He's making his akhirat, making his dunya. We know an insan is too free, then the free mind, shaitan's workshop. Idle mind, shaitan's workshop. Now he made his money quickly, now he's thinking of number two and number three. Not talking about the car now. He's thinking of something else, navu juno. The juno ka che, navu ka che. The juno ta garma che, oh navu, beach ma che, beachfront ma. He said, no, not like that. The new one is at the beachfront, old one is there at the old house. No, no. He got no time for that. He is busy, alhamdulillah. He's doing his work. He has his cut-off time also for the work. He's cut-off time for the work also. He's busy the whole day, alhamdulillah. He has to be constructive and productive. Sa'd ibn Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during Hajjatul Wada wa fell ill, they told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah, have one daughter. Right? I want to leave behind for half my estate only, or one third of this. He says, no. Yeah, Nabi of Allah, I want to spend in charity, make wasiyat bequest, half my property. He says, no, it's too much. O Nabi of Allah, then so much, not, one third is enough. It's better you leave your heirs affluent than leaving them poor. Leave for them. So they are easy for their deen also, to do the effort of deen. And they'll make dua for you also, that he left for us, alhamdulillah, we are comfortable. So one is the charity, one third you can give in the path of Allah. But leave them comfortable, leave them affluent, so they can also engage in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, obviously giving them deen also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his qudrat. One is the qudrat of Allah, sunnat of Allah. So he has a tani rahmatullah alayhi, says tawakkul upon Allah doesn't mean that I will sit in the masjid and make dua only. He says no. At the same time, Allah ta'ala's power of sustenance is not linked to any of the creation. There's no link to it. But Allah has a system to provide. Allah has a system to provide. So Allah ta'ala's system, tawakkul, is that yes, a person now wants, and as the Tarmi explains also, he says this dukan you have, the profession you have is only a container, a vessel. is a vessel where Allah Ta'ala puts your rosy in there. So you can't sit at home and say, Allah will send it. But you got to go buy it. You got to... He says, person says, I got tawakkul. Allah will send it. He says, no, don't open your mouth and eat then. Allah will fill your stomach. He says, no, then Mawlana, I have to eat. I have to open my mouth. He says, no, make tawakkul. Make tawakkul. You know, if you go to a dumbbell toilet in your house, make tawakkul. Allah will sort you out. He says, no, I need Baitul Khala also. I need the rest, not restroom, that is, the waste room. He says, I need that. He says, you're talking about tawakkul? That's fake tawakkul. Tawakkul is you have to go out. You have to make the effort. But your sustenance is not linked to the amount of effort you're going to make in your business. Not linked to that. And we can see it. Sometimes you had the whole thing tied up, but it fell through. I don't know what happened here. Another one, you say, Subhanallah, I can't understand how this happened. That parcel came, that it was like dead stock, and one buyer came and took the entire thing, made a profit on it. Can't understand. Yes, you can't understand. It's beyond your comprehension. Somebody's dua somewhere, you say, Maki dua. Then their mother's dua, father's dua, accepted also. Sometimes the wife's sabr, the children also. Right? That's why we make it a habit. Tell the children, make dua. Tell them, make shukr. Tell them, make shukr to Allah. Allah will give barakat in everything. This is one of very, very great sifat Hazrat teaches us. Make shukr to Allah. Don't forget. Don't be blind over the ni'mats of Allah. As we're sitting here right now also, every week we are sitting here. Hazrat says to, we come to the majlis. How many of us think now, every week we come here, masjid is clean. It doesn't happen on its own. There's a whole system behind it. Who is cleaning? Who is doing the cleaning? Who is doing the vacuuming? And mashallah, it's always smelling good. Otherwise, you don't clean the place, it will be bad smell. And we come, the kitab's already set out. We just pick up the kitab and we sit down. And then we leave. Who packs the kitabs away? They say, we ever thought now there's something. We just take it for granted now. Everything is happening. The gate opening and closing, the security, the parking. There's some system behind it. As I say, think beyond that. Make shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is behind you, Allah reward them. Allah Ta'ala grant the best of dunya and akhirah. Somebody is paying for the lights. Somebody is paying for the water, for the facilities, for the building, the rates. He says, all this is happening behind, but we're very short-sighted. So we don't even have this habit of making shukr also. We just use, abuse, and we carry on. But if the toilet was dirty, hey, who's the mutawallis here? Where's the muazzin? Call him. Then you make a big noise. Oh, the pressure is low. Oh, there's no water. Now you make a big noise. Looking for the email address. You want to phone the mutawalli. Hazrat says, whoever went to the trustee of his own masjid, Jazakallah khair, Alhamdulillah. Every time we come, masjid is clean. And everything is taken care of. The towels are washed already, Alhamdulillah. And the water is just right temperature. They are all thinking behind it. Mashwara is behind it. See, but we don't think behind things that we see. So imagine things that we don't see. How are we going to make shukr then? The bounties of Allah, how are we going to make shukr? We can't see the zahiri and the apparent bounties. And we don't have the tongues to make shukr to those people also. See, how are we going to make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the iman we have? For the health that we are enjoying? He says, we have a habit now of thanking. And also children thanking their parents. Alhamdulillah. As it teaches us also, the wives. The wives also have to have this habit. We also as men, as husbands. The wife must have the habit also. Every time the groceries come home, thank the husband. Jazakallah khair. You're able to buy the groceries. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat. Indirectly, she's making dua for herself, barakat. Allah is going to give you barakat. She's going to get more barakat also. But she's making dua for you. How many of us between spouses make these duas? Make shukr to the wife. Every time I come home, Alhamdulillah. Everything is taken care of. Everything is well prepared, Alhamdulillah. But we only see the wrong things. And why the shoe is here? What happened over there? As I gave the example recently, also, we heard it many times. Husband complaining all the time. What are you doing the whole day? Tell them, what are you doing the whole day? I got so many maids for you. I got this for you. What are you doing the whole day? Nothing you're doing. So one day he came home, the entire house upside down. Shoes lying all over the kitchen, the pots, pans not washed, food not prepared. What's happening? Went into the first bedroom, bed not made also. Second bedroom, bed not made. He goes into the main bedroom, wife is sleeping. He say, what are you doing? The same thing you asked every day. Nothing. Today I did nothing. He saw what happened. He say, oh, shukr. So it means every day you're doing something. He says, yes. That's when you come in the home, you see everything is in order. There's a whole effort behind it. Then he realized to make shukr to the wife. So the wife should make shukr also. Sometimes the wife gets irritated, the gas is finished. What happened? Shukr for the gas. We had gas all this time, alhamdulillah. Sometimes the water is finished. Make shukr that time. Ya Allah, we had water all this time. But we only complain. This not working, that not working. Husband complain also. So I have a habit of making shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. If we can't thank the people, we'll never thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now the hujjaj are returning also. Remember, dunya is a place of imperfection. Nothing will be perfect. But we can say to Allah, Ya Allah, we had a perfect hajj, alhamdulillah. Just on that, Allah will give you a perfect reward also. Although the heat was there, everything, the crowd was there, agent couldn't do everything. He's not some god or something. He's trying to the best of his ability. Thank the agent. Send him a note also. May Allah reward you. Allah increase you. Allah grant you better. Imagine Allah Ta'ala will give you in return. You made him happy. You made him happy. Now we only complain. We look for the faults. The food came late every day. But all those days, the entire life Allah Ta'ala give you on time, you didn't make so much shukr. Now so much of complaint. Don't go with that agent. It's like this, it's like that. If there's some real problems on his side, then definitely we know how to handle it amicably. But make shukr also. Alhamdulillah. Things went so well. Allah's fazl, Allah's shukr. Even though it didn't go well also, then to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because all is the ni'mat of Allah. So one is the sunnat of Allah. Allah has his sunnat and his way. So Allah Ta'ala's system is not just tawakkul. Tawakkul is that you open the shop, you go forward, you make the mashwara, you start something. Now you make tawakkul upon Allah. Ya Allah, you put the barakah in it, Ya Allah, you send the rosy through this. Allah Ta'ala will send it. Insan has this in his mind now to make it quickly and relax. Dunya, is there a place to relax? Is there a place to relax? وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'bud, worship Allah. Worship Allah. Your dunya tijarat also is also ibadah done in the right way. So all this is worship. Worship Allah, wa'bud rabbak. Continue worshipping your Rabb until maut comes upon you. There's no retirement in Sharia. That now I'm retired, I can relax. Relaxing is only in the qabr. There's a place to have sukoon, to relax. Is that possible here to just relax and do nothing? Fitna will start. Person's mind will become idle, he's looking for avenues now to keep himself busy. Insan has to work. If he is of age now, where there's no more work for him, then the masjid is open. Then he can go to the house of Allah, increase the Quran tilawat. One of our veteran Saatis, Masjid al-Hilal at one time, he went into retirement. Then he told me, Mufti Sahib, my retirement package, my retirement, not a half of the Quran also, my retirement package, 10 paras every day. 10 paras. Every carries the paras in his top pocket. 10 paras every day. And then all his ma'amulas for the day. Then he says at the night time, wife and I, we have slots. After Isha, I sleep away for 2-3 hours, then I'll wake up my tahajjud, 1 hour tahajjud. I'll sleep and wake up my wife, she's 1 hour. Then I'll sleep 1 hour, then she'll wake me up again. The 1 hour Quran, tilawat, zikr. Then I'll wake up day after. And then another 1 hour of tasbihat and dua, the fajr time. And then fajr time, say my retirement package. What fun he's enjoying himself. What fun, what enjoyment he's getting now. No time for futilities, no time for either other. And our biggest capital, as it says, is our time. We can't waste our time in vanities. It's just wasting the time away. Just wasting the time away, just doing nothing. We just looking for hobbies and sports. And we say, yeah, we have to relax a little bit. No time to relax. Time is a commodity, it's a liquid commodity that you can't store away. SubhanAllah, time is a liquid commodity and capital that you can't store. We know a person loses capital, he says, I'm finished. Time is a capital that is liquid. You can't store it, it's moving. You got to strike it every time. That's why Hazrat says you have become greedy for amal. Greedy for amal. One post you sent out the other day also. 100 times subhanallah in the morning, 100 times in the evening. What's the reward? Equal to 100 hajj. Subhanallah, equal to 100 hajj. The reward of a hajj, Nabi alayhi sallam says, the reward of a hajj maqbool mabroor is jannat. 100 times Allah says, jannati. Jannat, subhanallah, subhanallah, says, jannati. 100 hajj reward. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, more or less, hajj mabroor, maqbool, person returns, there are no gunas in his record whatsoever, like the day his mother gave birth to him. Now, how much effort in that hajj also? Say 51 degrees. So many people passed. Yeah, air con you sitting. No heat whatsoever. take out the tasbih, put in your hand, subhanallah, subhanallah, 100 times, with 100 hajj reward for the day. Qiyamah day, you see the reward, ya Allah. Small investment, what returns Allah has given. That's why we say the greatest capital we have is our time. We ummah is looking for hobbies, halal entertainment. Yes, it's time to take a break with the family, that too is ibadat. Subhanallah, Hazrat will tell us also. He says, for a mu'min, take out this word holiday. Take out this word holiday. Holiday, the whole connotation of holiday is just relax, half namaz, if not maaf. Like one person went on safar too. Not reading namaz. Wife says, not reading namaz. Say, Mawana, I said, Jumma bayan. When you go on safar, namaz is maaf. You say, which alim that was? He said, oh, my sati who was there, asked my friend. He was half TB against the pillar. Mawana said in the bayan, when you go on safar, then namaz is half. He heard maaf. It's a half, he heard maaf. He said, free, completely free. As I said, you go on holiday, there's no holiday. As I said, so beautifully, the Islamic concept of holiday is change of ibadat. The change of ibadat. Father was busy in the shop the whole day in the business. Now he took off to make khidmat of the family. A change of ibadat. There she was making the tea, she was doing everything. Now he'll tell the wife, now I'll make the tea, if he knows how to make a tea. He said, now I'll make your tea. How you like it, how you want it. Alright, I'll look after the children, you relax. I'll take them out, play with them a little bit. Change of ibadat. Nice playing with them, he got tasbih in his hand. And he's telling him, read Bismillah, you're climbing up there, say Bismillah, read Durood Sharif. Change of ibadat, the entire holiday, so to say, became ibadat. Not that now we go in such places, now you forgot Allah Pak also. The dress changed also, namaz became qaza, became late. He says, change of ibadat. We were in Darulum, then we used to come home for a holiday, sometime after 4 months. And beautifully, as it was said, that you're not going for holiday, now it's a change of ibadat. And also, this change of ibadat is to rejuvenate you, to come back to your original ibadat with full fervor, with full force. I had a nice break, alhamdulillah, and the obedience of Allah, to come back to work now, alhamdulillah, rejuvenated. Let's start again. And then Hazrat will say, you boys are going back home now for change of ibadat. What's the change of ibadat? You're doing kitabs, doing tafsir, doing hadith, doing fiqh. Now you're going back home, now you're making khidmat of your parents. I'll do all the chores, whatever you need, wherever I have to go, now I'll do it for you. Now you're getting reward for khidmat. So he says, even for the husbands also, now we're taking the families, according to Sharia, their dressing, their sharam, their haya, all that in place. Now you're getting a reward for the change of ibadat also. Not just a holiday. The whole connotation of holiday means that now we're taking, so to say, the shackles of our necks. Now we're free. We'll do what nobody knows us over here. So now even this, Hazrat says, unfortunately, Mawlana Sahib also, then what happens to his kurta pants, that becomes a jammies too. And then his topi becomes one cap. Can't recognize my Imam Sahib this, or this person is a beach surfer, or what is it? What he came to the beach for. Can't recognize him also. So dark glasses wearing in the night time. Don't know whether he's walking straight. What's the problem? Say, Morana. He said, no, eye infection. What? Eye infection. Now, by going on holiday, everything is out. Sharia is out. He said, we're losing our capital right now. We're losing it. As I mentioned now on Tuesday, he said, you're going on a holiday, change of ibadah. Now you're free. He said, now you can eat 3 times Salat Tasbih in a day. 3 times you can read it. Now you're free, alhamdulillah. You go to your musalla, take your musalla. How many of us, we go for holiday? We forgot the musalla, we forgot the Quran Sharif, we forgot everything. It's all forgotten at home. But everything else you'll take. Make sure you take this cappuccino, take the chips, and make sure you all take this, and order the meat. And order. But our spiritual, medical, what do you call, emergency kit, that we forgot. That's why we tell the brothers, keep on emergency kit, spiritual emergency kit in your cubby. What is that? Have one pouch over there, right, with our green kitab, mashallah, what you read every night. Then you have your 10 paras, Quran Sharif, put one copy of that in there also, Salat and Salam in there also. This is a Muslim ka. At least I got that in my cubby. That now if I got some time, waiting, we came early, still time for check-in, now what are we doing? Looking outside. How much are you going to see grass? You saw so much of grass already. Open the Quran Sharif a little bit. This is Salat and Salam. We're waiting now. We've got 2 hours left or half an hour left. Take out the tasbihat. Do some Quran tilawat. You got the Quran there. My son became a hafiz. He didn't carry the Quran also. A cell phone I gave him. iPad I gave him. But Quran I didn't give him. Carry it in the cubby. Leave one emergency kit in the cubby also. We got it there in case we go out. We can read our Quran Sharif. This is a Muslim car. This is a Muslim home. But we leave everything besides. We leave everything at home that we're supposed to take with us. So Allah Ta'ala, what is the sunnah of Allah? Allah Ta'ala's sunnah is you adopt the means, but Allah Pak doesn't need, you need the means. We say, adopt the means, this is tadbir, planning. Tadbir and planning is that against tawakkul. Is it against trust in Allah? You have to plan. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam planned everything. He planned his expeditions also. When he came to jihad also, he planned it. Who will be the Amir? Who will take the right wing, the left wing? For a means be tawakkul. Allah will send the help down. No, there's planning behind it. Khalid bin Walid is apply his mind. The Umar will say radiallahu anhu that I plan my army during my salah. So our Shaykh al Hadith will say that we would think now that to plan the army or the Jamaat in Salah is against the concentration in Salah. So he says only a Sufi can give the reply for this. Hadi Dadullah Mahaji Makki Rahmatullah says this is the height of khushu. That in Salah also, the figure of the Ummah is so overwhelming that they also is thinking, Allah, how to connect the makhluk to the Creator. That this is in Salah, Islam. It's coming to my mind now, who to make the Amir, who to put on this side, who put on that side. So here's the planning also. It wasn't just now haphazard. He had an entire system in place. So for us also, so this is sunnah of Allah that we have everything planned. We have everything planned properly, our businesses, our homes, everything in place, it has to be tartib. Then you have the qudrat of Allah. Sunnat of Allah also is, Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat to the one that wants hidayat. If you got inabat, وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ Allah Ta'ala says, I only give hidayat to that person who has inabat, who wants hidayat, I'll give him. It's Allah Pak sunnat. But Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is, Allah Ta'ala wants you're running. You're running and you're running further away. Allah Ta'ala wants to grab you. Allah wants to catch you. Allah will catch you. The Jamaat is walking, making gush, and the person went to the wrong place, the wrong den. They caught him, took him to the masjid, sat in the ta'alim, his heart changed. Ya Allah, where I was going, where I landed up. Allah's qudrat. He had no intention whatsoever. But Allah Ta'ala wanted him. Why? Somebody's dua. Somebody's cry. A beautiful car, Guzari mentioned before also, that the person in one of the Western countries saw in his dream somebody giving him da'wah towards Deen-e-Islam, inviting him. The dream was so strong, overwhelmed him. Woke up the next morning, he says, I want to research this. Doesn't know the person in his dream also. Upon that dream, he became Muslim. Years later, he went for Hajj. Was non-Muslim, was a white person, reverted to Islam, came for Hajj, making tawaf. While making tawaf, he sees another person next to him, grabs his hand, makes salam to in the mataf. That person gets a shock. So he says, you know me? The person says, I don't know you. I don't know you either. But I saw you about 20 years ago in my dream. And you gave me da'wah in my dream to Islam. And I'm here today. He says, but I don't know who you are. He says, I don't know you also, but I saw you in my dream. 20 years ago, something like that. And he says, what time was it? Which time of the year? Which month it was? Etc. etc. And then this person was a Pakistani brother. A Jamaat brother. When he went back seeing his timeline, he realized that that certain time when his brother saw the dream, he was in 7 months Pedal Jamaat. 7 months, 1 year. Pedal Jamaat making dua for hidayat of mankind. So where he was making dua, Allah has no barriers. Allah has no barriers. He made dua there, Allah give hidayat here, in a Western country. And Allah united them in the mataf. So whose dua, whose crying, whose tears, Allah's qudrat, Allah will display sometime. Someone in the family got hidayat, Allah changed their heart. That's why we tell the parents, the young boy wants to become hafiz and go full time, don't stop him. Don't stop the child. If he's coming in his heart, don't stop him. Mother say, no, he must go school still. And he must, oh mother, when you go in the qabr, him going to school every morning is not going to bring you a salah sawab. He's going to the Hibs class and he say, my bachu is sitting in the Hibs class now. Ya Allah, where I put him? That young boy got love of Quran, got love of ustaz, love of ulama, mashayikh, I want to do full-time Hibs, put him in the full-time. You'll never ever suffer a loss. You always have this. Never tell the son also, I'm giving you 1 year, they're back to school. Like, is a school now is some wahi came down. That he has to go to school for his pet. Oh, and ask most of the businessmen that we speak to them, by mashallah, Allah ta'ala blessed you with dunya. What grade you finished? Say, I was drop out. Dunya say drop out. So dunya will say, you will drop out. But I started namaz, and a little bit zikr also, going for program, and in jamaat, Allah ta'ala opened the way, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And then mashallah, he says, now the boy in my class that finished matric, became a CA, is working for me now. Say, subhanallah, Allah bless you even more. Allah's Qudrat. Allah, 9/10 Ulama Sufyan Sauri says, Rahmatul Alayhi, 9/10 of Barakat, Allah Baga is kept in tijarat, in trade. 9/10 And 1/10 in agriculture and farming. I think 9/10 of Barakat in business. Why? Because the business keeps you close to Allah. Sometime down, sometime up. Businessman opens dukan, Bismillah, Durood Sharif, play the Yasin also. He's making dua for barakat only, but he's connected to Allah. 9/10 of barakat, barakat in iman, taqwa, a'mal, Allah Ta'ala has kept in tijarat. Sahaba ikram were tajirs, and they were farmers. Ansar asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, well, Nabi of Allah, in Jannah there'll be farms also. There'll be camels and khajur trees. Yeah, you'll get there also. Because they love their farming. And Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Uthman bin Affan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they loved their trade. Now they were spending the path of Allah. Abdullah bin Amr bin As, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ghaliban it was him when he went for Hajj also. 300 camels he took. 300 camels. They say 200 camels laden with food. And 100 camels were chartered plane. For Hajjis he took them with. When the Tabi'i from Iraq came, and he saw all of this, he said, what can Tawakkul Sahabi got? So much he brought. When he went to the Haram of Makkah to meet him, no khadim, carrying his own chambers in his hand, two sheets, that's all. No show, no pomp. He said, Abdullah bin Amr, so much food you brought with you? He said, nothing for me. 200 camels laden with food, loaded with food for the hajis to feed them. And 100 camels to bring the hajis free of charge. That's the hajj Allah Ta'ala gives Sahaba Ikram. So you can imagine now, what roaring business they were doing also. This was tijarat and lan thabur. That is tijarat of akhirat, but there was no loss. They were making and they were spending in the path of Allah like that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem, is that being who is not in need of any means. Allah Baq doesn't need it. But a person has to adopt his means, tadbir, make his plans also, and together with that, Hazrat teaches us every day. You make your plan and you increase your amal also. Increase your amal to please Allah. And every 2 rakahs nafil namaz includes salatul istikhara. Every 2 rakahs nafil, we're making niyat of tawbah, shukr, hajat, and include istikhara also. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for guidance. Every step of my life, Ya Allah, which way I should move? Should I get involved here? Don't get involved. All the time you're tapping Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will guide you. Which way to maneuver? How to do it? So this now, Allah Pak doesn't need the means. We can make our tadbir, make our plans. Allah Ta'ala grants without any reason. Allah Ta'ala grants without any reason. We find the kafir also, Allah Ta'ala gave him more things than us too. So much of dunya. Doesn't mean Allah loves him. Dunya is not a criteria for Allah's muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala gives a person dunya so Allah loves him. Not necessarily. Allah Ta'ala gives also to trap him. Allah Ta'ala gives also to... And Allah Pak told them, this is your jannat. So Allah is not making jannat for them. For us, it's a prison. So Allah Ta'ala gave us here to traverse. So Umar bin Khattab would say, if a person understands dunya to be a prison, then he'll understand he's walking in a jungle with thorny trees and plants all around him. And how he will walk so carefully that he will tuck his clothes in, mustn't get caught by any of the thorns, and he will tread very, very carefully. He mustn't get pricked, his clothes mustn't get caught by the thorns also, and slowly like this, now very carefully with caution, he will walk through that place. The dunya is the same also. Be cautious. Don't just let your guard down anytime. I'm going on holiday, guard down. You can get pricked. You will get involved. You get in problem. Your child, your daughter, your wife, somebody or the other. Be careful all the time. Freedom, they say, the place to fulfill your desires is Jannat. Not here. It's impossible. As it tells us also, go on the best holiday you want to. 10-star, 5-star holiday you're going to. And the wife is going roaring, shopping. He says, already now you're getting gabarat. He said, after 10 days, He says, your fingers already are itching. I'm going to get back to the shop now. I need to feel some notes. Doesn't feel right. No matter how much the wife will eat out, he says, after 10 days, she says, you know, I need to peel some potatoes now. I need to do some housework. How much are you going to eat out? There's no more taste left in this thing. Is there a place to fulfill person's desires? The fulfillment of desires is Jannat. Allah Pak has kept it there. That is now Jannati kaam, to eat, to drink, to relax, to enjoy. Over here is Mehnat ki jaga. Here is a place to make Mehnat. This is Darul Imtihan, examination. Hazrat is reiterating over and over again, we have the time, make it valuable. Make every moment valuable. Hazrat says, you're just waiting for the kettle to boil also. You're looking at the kettle waiting. Say, by 10 Durood Sharif, 50 Durood Sharif, you made the time valuable. Housewife is there, she's waiting just to do simple chores. He says, even in that time, alright, you can't use garam or cold water for wuzu. You're waiting for the hot water to come out. He said, in the wuzu khana, I just looking at the tap. He said, you did have the istighfar, Durood Sharif. You see, we are so brain dead. We need the mashayikh now to activate them. You can do something. You don't know, that could be your last three Durood Sharifs. You don't know, your Isha could be the last sajda I made. I don't know. So all these things now is so oblivious. Mind is running, thinking, oh, it's just dead. I just want to relax my brain. But in that time, how much we can gain? Just going from one room to the next room also, Durood Sharif, istighfar, some wazifa we can read, some dua we can read, all the time we can engage. That's why we say dua isn't confined only to one time. We can make some dua, right? We can make some dua. When we're going to wake up our children also, fajr time, or before we're going to sleep, make dua. As the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, that when it comes to qunut nazila, we read, he says, I prefer making dua after every namaz. Read quietly between me and my Allah. He said, I have reserved certain du'as after every salah I make them. Certain du'as. Now we're going to wake up the children. We know, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Allah, make me a person, establish a salah. And my children also. Allah will accept the du'a. Now I'm just going to wake them up. Make du'a before I wake them up. Now I'm going to the family. I'm going to the wife. I'm going back home. I don't know how it will be at home. Start making du'a before that. Obviously, we see how the temperature is, how the water is at home, children are sleeping, not sleeping. Before I go, make dua, Allah, you put them to sleep. But it's so difficult to make the dua. So to make these duas, it might seem something which is very trivial. But dua is, Allah says, make the dua and then accept it. Now what we got, just hopes, that I hope everything is alright. People say, I hope you well. Say, I'm making dua, Allah Ta'ala, keep you well. Your hoping will make me well, your dua will make me well. You say you're making dua that you are well. Alhamdulillah, you made a dua for him. So we just hope now everything is okay at home. Make a dua. As you're going home, make a dua. Whatever we need at home, whatever our needs are, make dua for it. Allah Ta'ala will accept it. Allah Ta'ala give us a few to make amal, inshallah.